just to launch this conversation.
This is our playground.
They have spontaneous conversations. They don't plan this.
I mean, there's actually something sort of spiritual about that.
What's he do? He's a human being.
Yeah, I'm a sexist feminist.
We should be friends.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the last episode of the Rob and Callie Show.
Might as well just get into it. Just say what it is.
That's right. So my name's Rob Kay, and we're coming to you from the talkradio.nyc studios. I'm here with my friend, Callie Alpert.
Good evening.
Hey, Callie.
Hi. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
How are you? Welcome back from the motherland trip. And thank you for the halava straight from Israel, which we're all very excited about here.
That's right. This is the best halva that I've
so
ever
excited.
Had.
Thank
Sam
you.
Sam brought it back from Israel.
That's very sweet.
So thank you, Sam. He's back at the helm of the spaceship here. And yeah, this is the very last episode. And today, first of all, welcome everybody who's watching on Facebook
yes.
live stream. Thank you everybody for listening on talkradio.nyc. If you want to call in tonight, the number's 877-480-4120. And yeah, it's so many different emotions today. But before we get into all that, how are you?
I'm a lot of things. I'm not sure how I am. I mean, I'm fine maintaining. It's been a really, really, really rough year, and especially 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of just constant bombardment of very challenging, difficult stuff going on. My family, health, surgeries gone wrong, a car accident, lots of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just very deep in it. So I'm processing a lot of it.
Yeah.
And we come to this, which we'll get into exactly why this is our final show and how we're feeling about it. But this is, this is a part of a litany of a lot of things that have been very challenging in terms of circumstantially, you know, for me in recent months. So that's the honest answer. I don't know how I am.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
Well, like a lot.
It's a lot. There's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, what were you going to
say? And, well, it's also, so as we sort of round out, what we've represented and what we've tried to espouse on the show and how we've tried to help our listeners with our personal, experiences and wisdom and knowledge, or at least attempt at knowledge.
Right.
I am trying to, it's always most difficult when you're trying to walk your own talk when it comes to your own stuff.
Right.
So that's been a real exercise for me as I've been very challenged. Now, I don't mean to be cryptic, but a lot of it has to do with family members. So I just want to respect their privacy.
Right.
And then just me processing and dealing with that and walking them and myself through a lot of it.
Right.
Is that beyond my own personal circumstances that have been challenging. So I'm trying to harness and use all of our, everything that we think we know, or
right.
at least try to know ourselves, right? And it's difficult, especially when you're in the middle of it. It's very, very challenging to try to feel everything, let it just let everything come to the surface, be honest with yourself, be honest with people around you, try to find the light, try to be present. Like all the lessons, we could go through and pick one mantra from all of the now 100 shows that we've done, right?
Right.
And try to implement that inside of our own challenges, our own little shitstorm. So that's where I'm at. I'm trying to do that.
Okay.
I can't tell you how it's going yet. I'll get back to you when I'm at the end, through it.
Okay. All right. Well,
how are you? Are you glad you asked?
Yeah, no, I am. And congratulations. Tonight is our 100th episode.
I know. It's interesting. Our final show is our 100th show.
It is. But I think it's momentous and it's an achievement. And before anything, I want to thank you so much for being my partner on the air.
You're welcome.
Being my
thank
co-host,
you.
My friend, my sister. I think what we've achieved is enormous. It's one of the biggest things I've ever done in my life. So I want to thank you so
much.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
I was thinking today about all the different episodes that we had done that pertain to tonight, letting go, moving on, and sort of like going with the flow and changing it up, different things. And you're right. It is easier said than done sometimes.
Yeah.
I look at our show as a textbook for life. It's an audio textbook for life. And I feel like if I had a daughter or son and they had a question one night, I would say, why don't you go listen to this episode? Maybe it'll help you out. And I'm just so proud of us for that. And I'm proud of what we've done. And I think that sometimes things just come to an end. They just have their run. And I feel like with the show, you know, we've done so much good work. And yeah, I'll just get right into it. It started for me thinking about maybe ending the show when we started to have trouble coming up with new topics because we'd covered so many different things. And we'd be like, oh, we covered that in this episode. We covered that in that episode. Mm-hmm. And I just felt like we covered so much ground that said a lot about what we had achieved. And so I think that was the beginning. And then I think the last couple of episodes, I was watching us sort of from a different point of view, just watching us interview somebody. And I was thinking, you know, I don't know if we need two people interviewing someone anymore or having a conversation with two people anymore. Maybe just one person would be fine. Maybe you would run the conversation different, or you would ask different things or say different things. Mm-hmm. And I would do the same. And so for me, it's just been a natural progression to get to a point in the show where I think we've done so great and it's just time to move on.
Okay. So, you know, I did say I tried to be, you know, in respect of our friendship, I, you know, off the air, I told you how I'm feeling because you and I are not in the same place about this.
Right.
And while I don't disagree with what you're saying, and I felt it myself, over the last whatever, especially maybe handful of months to half a year or whatever. So this is, you know, it's not that, you know, you're living in a vacuum and I understand all of it. Mm-hmm. I feel and have felt blindsided by this because it was not a mutual decision. Mm-hmm. And I think you'd agree with that.
Yeah.
And it came at sort of an icky time. We were having very icky conversation or argument or whatever. And so it felt a little reactive in that moment. But for me, it was a surprise. And I'm still struggling. And this is sort of in the name of transparency, because I don't want to be too much of a buzzkill as we try to be positive about everything mm-hmm. we've accomplished.
Yeah.
But also in the name of what we represent, our transparency and our desire to be honest and speak with authenticity and to share, you know, make other people feel comfortable doing the same. Mm-hmm. I need to say that I wish this was handled really differently. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, you and I have a 15-year friendship and a lot of love, and we've come through a lot of stuff together, and we've really proven our endurance as friends and our love for each other. We have a business partnership that means a lot to us. Mm-hmm. And so I think that those things, in my experience, warrant conversation and seeds being planted and some sort of mutuality and making a decision rather than being told. And mm-hmm. I don't feel like that happened. And so I'm still processing this. Mm-hmm. And obviously, I love you. Mm-hmm. I don't really like this and us right now. Mm-hmm. I will again, I hope, mm-hmm. you know, sometime sooner than later. But I just think it's lacking integrity from the way I would have done it. And I think that those types of relationships usually suggest that you handle things in certain ways.
Right.
And so in the theme of us doing a show about endings, there are so many different types of endings. I think that, and we'll get into some of the other ones as well, I think that endings, when they come to relationships, ideally you want to have, you want to come to a mutual ending that has conversation rather than somebody just dictating it to you, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm still that's why, you know, we went quiet for a while mm-hmm. and we took a little bit of a break, and I didn't really feel ready to do this or sit in the same room. I didn't know how I wanted to handle this conversation because I wanted to be genuine, but I also wanted to be upbeat mm-hmm. and I'm not feeling that, you know? So now I'm just sort of letting it rip and being honest about it, you know, and I appreciate you giving me the space to do that.
Yeah, I figured that we've always tried to be transparent, and we have been transparent on the show. We've talked about a lot of personal stuff on the show. I know I've talked about things that I would never talk about in public mm-hmm. in a general way, but I've done it to be of service to the listeners and help other people, and also just be of service to myself to sort of just say, yeah, this happened, or this is a part of me, or this is something I want to say. And that's been part of the growth of the show, is that I started in a place where I had trouble really talking a lot about what I wanted to, and I got more comfortable. That being said, we're being transparent tonight about ending the show, and it's messy. It's not clean. And, you know, I hear what you're saying about that you would have rather I handled it a different way. I thought I handled it fine, and we can disagree about that.
You do?
Yeah,
you
I think that at the end, part of the fighting that was going on, I think was part of we'd outgrown each other to do a show together, and it was time to maybe do our own shows or do different new projects. Mm-hmm. I don't think when a relationship ends or a business relationship ends that always both parties are like, yeah, it's time to end it. I think sometimes one person's like, look, I don't want to do this anymore, and it's time for me to do something else. And the other person may have hurt feelings, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they agree with them.
Yeah, I agree with that. My point is that I think that relationships that are real relationships, there's ways to handle it where you have a conversation. And you let you let both parties share their feelings rather than somebody just dictating this and this is what's happening and this is and I'm done and that's what happened.
But Callie, that's not what happened.
It did. That is what happened.
No, the last time we talked after the fight, we both calmed down and I called you and I said, you know what? I think I'm done with the show. I didn't say we're done with the show. That's it. I said, this is where I'm at. I listened to you. I remember I listened to you. I heard your thoughts and feelings about it. And I said, well, this is where I'm at and I'm ready to end the show. And move on.
I remember it differently.
Okay. Okay. And again, that's what happens when certain relationships end. People have different memories about what happened.
Yeah. My memories are very different in that conversation.
I know myself. I know how I've treated you since I've known you. I've always tried to give you space to express yourself. I know I did that the last time when we talked about ending the show in a calm way. And I can't imagine that I didn't give you an opportunity to give your thoughts and feelings. And I certainly didn't feel like I dictated to you or told you this is what's happening. I may have said it in a different way, I think, where I said, this is where I'm at. I'm eager to hear you, or I'm willing to hear where you're at, but this is where I'm at. So if you're saying that you wish during that conversation, while you're expressing yourself, I would have said, look, I'm open to continuing in the show. I wasn't at that point. I was done. That doesn't mean that I was dictating everything. It just meant that I didn't have anything else to give to the show.
If one person's done and one person doesn't know that they, you know, need to be done, it's done.
Well, but but how can you possibly...
Do we need counseling, Sam? I think we need Sam to mediate.
No, but I think this is so great that we're being real. We're keeping it real. How do you have a conversation like that in a way where the other person doesn't have hurt feelings or feels like they had their say enough? It's like we could have talked about it for hours. It would have been the same thing where I felt like I'd outgrown the show. And I even feel like you've outgrown the show, although you may disagree with me. I think you may find if you do your own show or whatever, which you're going to talk about, that it may be better for you in a way. I think we've gotten to a certain level and we've learned so much. And I think it's a good thing that we try other things and move on.
This is actually not about it because I'm excited about moving on what my own personal plan is. So it's really not about that at all. Mm-hmm. And it's not, like I said earlier, it's not about disagreeing with you that there's, that we've had a certain dynamic that's changed that isn't like our best dynamic, that hasn't done us justice or brought out, helped us grow where maybe it has gotten stagnant. I don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. I would have handled it differently and I would have wished it would have been handled differently. I think it deserves more graduation rather than what, for me, the experience was I'm done and actually interrupt, like very, very aggressive, assertive. There wasn't much conversation. I'm not saying that you're not opening to.
We
let
remember
me finish.
This so differently.
Let me finish.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not saying that you are close to my feelings, but this was a business decision that you made on your own, mm-hmm. where it could have been more, I'm feeling this. How are you feeling about it? I'm feeling pretty strongly, mm-hmm. but I want to hear what you feel. Do you feel like we're done? Are we done now? Or maybe we mm-hmm. have another month to make it more gradual. There's so many other ways it could have gone down that I would have deemed to be more loving and more professional, mm-hmm. So we have a different take on that.
Okay. So with that, me being called unprofessional and unloving, we'll go to break.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday, 9 to 10 Eastern Time, and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential. Live life your way on talkradio.nyc.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo! Woo!
Talking Alternative Radio. 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Robin Callie Show, the final Robin Callie Show. Wow, I almost butchered the title because we're still in our we're in our mode here. We're still rehashing exactly how we got to this place, and being very TMI about it. I think. Did you want to say something else? Because I know you said you wanted to respond to what I said before the break. So go ahead.
I think it's interesting that we both remember the last conversation about ending the show so differently. And I just want to say that I would never want to hurt your feelings. I have always tried, almost as more than anyone I know, to treat you with respect, kindness, love, support, open-mindedness, give you an opportunity to be heard. I've done everything I can to be a good brother, a good friend, a good co-host. And so... the fact that you remember our last conversation about ending the show where I didn't treat you that way, I'm sorry that that's how you felt I talked to you. I don't remember it like that at all, but I don't feel it's helpful to argue about it. I want you to know that I love you. And this project,
I love you too.
This project has been one of the most important achievements of my life. And it's a legacy that we're leaving for people. These episodes will be available for people 100 years from now. And I'm proud of us.
Are they
going
to listen
to
this one?
Yeah. And be like, you know what? There they were on the air, like trying to work out this shit, yeah. Even at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And it's like, all that being said, and maybe this is something for everyone to learn, that while you're in the middle of a fight and or you're in the middle of confrontation that's very intense and it's emotional, it doesn't have to go to fight or flight. And it can just be like, look, that being said, I love you. I would never want to hurt you. I've done everything I can to help you, to learn with you, to learn from you, to make this show a great thing for everyone to hear and see. And I'm really proud of us. And I'm sorry that you're hurting. And I hope one day that you're not, and that we can look back and laugh about all this.
Yeah, I don't. I just want to say, and then I'm not negating anything that you said in terms of us on the deeper level of our friendship and how much we love and care about each other and what we've brought to each other, to the show, hopefully to our listeners. You know, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with our difference in the way this was handled, this particular thing. That's not a reflection of our overall relationship.
Right. Again, I just want to say that I really put a lot of thought into the way I handled it. And so we disagree. I think I handled it fine, and I would have done the same thing again. I tried to use as much care as I could in that conversation.
We're going to have to, you know, okay, yeah. I'm not going to respond
anymore.
We're going to agree to disagree.
Okay.
And I do think what's relevant here, too, is that this is not an ending because our relationship is prided on the fact that we can have this ickiness and always walk through it together. Mm. I've had a lot of endings where this can't happen. And so I treasure that. And so and I think that that's really one of the bigger takeaways that we can offer to everybody else, as weird as or perhaps uncomfortable as it might be to even listen to us and watch us right now, is that that's really the biggest takeaway.
Or maybe I think it's really cool because they get into arguments like this or places like this and they don't know how to handle it.
Yeah.
So maybe they're watching this. They're like, that's pretty fucking cool that they're sitting there trying to work this shit out on the air.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, right. Because who doesn't need how many other people are listening to us to validate our argument. But Yes, I appreciate that about you and about our relationship. I do. In speaking about endings, because in anticipation of the show, I was thinking about a lot of different versions of endings and all the different ways that they come. And I think the most natural segue from us is when I think about the endings I've had in relationships, romantically or friendships, both of which have happened this year that have been really, really sad and painful, where there wasn't much conversation to be had and resolve didn't happen, or there wasn't an opportunity to even share the ickiness. One was with a very dear friend who will always have a very special place in my heart, who really just shut me out of her life. And we never got to have a final any closure. I don't have full, I can try to guess and speculate as to what her experience was and what caused her to do it. I'm still really surprised by it. I haven't thought about it now in a while, but in the name of the show, when I go back and I just sort of revisit that in my mind, it was definitely a shocker, and it was really dictated by her, and I had no say. I tried to respond, I tried to reach out, nothing. Right. Radio silence. So those are endings that are really difficult. You know, people say, like, when one door shuts and other ones open, whether it's an opportunity in work or in relationships or different experiences. And yes, we'd all like to think that, but sometimes you don't get that sense of resolution or peace or buttoning up so that you can move on. Moving on is really more of a leap of faith.
Right.
Which requires a lot of forgiveness and a lot of letting go and a lot of maybe self-reflection, certainly, too, to use these opportunities to grow yourself, because that's the part you do have control over when you don't have control over anybody else. Mm. But they come as shocks, you know, and they hurt, and they come in so many, like I said, different forms. Mm. Have you had a lot of endings this year?
Yeah, I want to ask you, so you're talking about the friend that you talked to me about. You still haven't talked to her?
No. Wow. And I've reached out a few times, and then I just had to stop reaching out. And not because, and it was a stretch for me to reach out. I'm angry, I'm hurt, I have my own issues with what went down between us.
Yeah.
And yet I really try to transcend that and get, like you said earlier, into a place of love, because that superseded all of the ickiness. And I always trusted that she and I could walk through things together. We had those experiences as well.
Right.
Those to me are I've said this to you countless times, the biggest measure and barometer for me of relationships is when you can walk through the uncomfortable stuff together and know that you care more about walking through it than you do about being afraid of it or being threatened by it or whatever.
Right.
Or needing to be right, whatever it is.
Right.
No, so that's the long answer. No.
Yeah, that's sad.
So I've had to really let that one go.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Yeah. I've had to let friendships go. I've had people that I'm not friends with anymore who I thought would be lifelong friends. And
are you saying goodbye to me right now?
No. Yeah, no.
Is this your long one? No.
Yeah, so I set it all up and now I'm going to say goodbye on the air. No, so it's like, you know, and then I look back on some of the friendships and I'm like, you know, I guess we didn't have as much in common as we thought, or I thought I knew this person, but I really didn't, you know? And it was some people, what was I even doing being friends with them? So I think that there's something about human experience where we just sort of outgrow friendships, outgrow situations, people, places, things, and we find that for whatever reason, it may not serve us, or you want it a part of your life. And then sometimes we disagree with the people who feel that. Like, what do you mean? And we try and hang on.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, one thing I've been thinking about today is that change is a constant in life. Change is always happening. And I don't like change. In a certain way. And in a certain way, I love change. Like, even thinking about today, there was a part of me in the beginning of the day, we talked a little bit prep about the show or whatever. And I was like excited, like, this is really exciting. We're going to go and celebrate like all we've done. And then throughout the day, I was thinking of different episodes. I was thinking about how we started, which I'll talk about next segment. And it's like, I was starting to get sad and I was getting teary eyed. And then I heard Eli Manning got benched and the Giants are moving on from him as quarterback. And I was even sadder, but it's like, there's so many different emotions. There's so many different colors, you know, there's so many different things about it. And so I think, to answer your question, yes, I've experienced endings. Sometimes it triggers stuff from when I was a kid, you know, and it's like, sometimes I have to learn, I'm like getting a little emotional even saying this. I have to learn to let go and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I want to hang on and let Rob, I got to let go and let God, you know? And And look, you may think, oh, you don't want to do the show anymore, whatever. But it's like, there's a part of me that's going to miss this show. And this is so meaningful to me, what we've done. I can't say it enough. And, you know, anyone who's listened to our show, they've heard us. And there have been times where I've really bared my soul on this show. And I appreciate the fact that Sam was here, you were here, that I had a safe place and in a spiritual playground and a great environment and an inspirational place where I could talk about things, you know. It means a lot. It means a lot. And so it's like, I want to say to everyone, yeah, you hear two friends that are having a difficult talk in front of the world, but the foundation is strong because we've spent years building on this.
Yeah.
And so the show really reflects the kind of people that we are. I know it reflects the kind of person that I am, and I'm proud of who I am.
Mine reflects my doppelganger, wherever she, no, I'm just kidding. That was like a joke that didn't even really come through as a joke. Yes, I agree. And I second that emotion. And I, you know, when we talked about all of this and we talked about, I'm actually, to be honest, not that I ever wish you pain, but I'm really glad to see that there's a part of you that's a little sad because I haven't seen that or heard that from you. I've heard the more more matter of factness, the kind of Pollyanna, this is great and I'm proud of us. I'm like, what? I mean, this is like a big deal. Mm-hmm. You know, one of this show came from another ending, on some level, at least for me, which was losing my last full-time job, which was 3.5 years ago. And that's been the other huge challenging transition of these last 3 years. I never mourned the job. I mourned on paper. I mourned my wallet. I mourned the cachet. I mourned the sense of identity and security. But I also recognized, because that was a shock, that was a downsize, and that was me being let go very unexpectedly. And I don't mean to go back. You know, it's sort of ancient history now. But the point is from that was born the show, because when you lose a job, for example, and which, you know, a lot of people experience, you really lose a sense of identity and a sense of purpose, and you get scared and you don't know where your next paycheck's going to come from. But it also forces you to look in the mirror and get very real about who you are, what you care about, and what you want.
Right.
And that's what this show is to me.
Right.
This was something that you and I both had to really, we both overcame a lot to get here, a lot of our own mishigas and demons and challenges and,
yep.
We both had to get over a lot of our own self-imposed obstacles, but it came from another ending, which is really, you know, my point of bringing that up. And so there are always ways and opportunities and positive ways to look at things once you get through the hurt part and the disappointment part.
Yeah, definitely. So I think we're going to go to break. And when we come back, let's talk about the genesis of the show and the beginning of the show.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay,
we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
If you have an interest in marijuana, you want to know about marijuana, law, policy, and culture, then feel free to join me, Joseph A. Bondi, every Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning on my show, In the Know 420 on TalkingAlternative.com.
Legalize the herb to continue to resist the passage of this necessary legislation.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
to the Rob and Callie Show, the last episode, the 100th episode
yes.
of the Rob and Callie Show. What a night it is. What an achievement for us. What a show it's been
what
so far. I am
is.
So proud of this gal. I got to tell you, I'm so proud of her and I'm proud of me because let me tell you, you think it's easy to get up in front of the world and say, here's what's going on and we're going to make a show out of this. So good job.
Back at you.
Thank you. So I want to talk about the genesis of the show. The way this show started is that Callie and I would have these Sunday morning therapy sessions years ago, like 15 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever. And we would catch up. How was your week? How was your week? What happened? And we'd give each other feedback and therapy and stuff like that. And we were like, this would be a great show. So then 2.5 years ago, Callie calls me one morning and she says, I met this young guy and he's doing a podcast. And if this guy can do a podcast, we can do a podcast. We got to do this. And that's how it started. You remember that?
Yeah, I do. You're being nice because it was a guy that like that I a very, very lovely young man who I, yes, brought home with me one evening.
It was a little flying.
And but I have to say in deference to him, because he's actually a very smart, very interesting dude.
Right.
It was it wasn't if you can do it, we can do it. It was his passion was so genuine and so autonomous in the whole project that and it was so millennial.
Right.
That it inspired me.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Thanks for reminding me about that. I forgot that part.
That's right. So, well, thank God for this guy, wherever you are, dude. Thank you. You got our show started.
He might be, yeah, we bump into each other. He could be tuned in. You never know.
All right. There you go. So, I remember the first 5 episodes. We'd done, I think, 5 as like a block, and they were half an hour episodes. We record in this cheap office. We were paying like $10 an hour for this office. You could hear people through the wall.
Yeah, having therapy sessions
right.
and like
and selling clothes whatever, like whatever. Wholesale. Yeah. You know, the guy had a rack in his office of clothes. It's like,
oh,
you
that's
know,
right.
Yeah, it was like, and we rented from these really nice people. I forget the name of the space, but it was a cheap office. We bought a cheap mic for $19.95 from Best Buy. We had your laptop. We were trying to figure it out. And we just press record. And we're like, welcome to the first episode of the Rob and Callie Show. We had no idea what we were going to talk about. And then after that, we started to come up with different topics for shows. And I remember that I was so nervous in the first handful of episodes that I just cursed a lot.
Oh,
and it was
yeah.
my way for, and I would clear my throat a lot. Because I was so nervous
yeah.
and it was I had no idea that I was doing this stuff. And it's like it was my way of dealing with my insecurities because I felt insecure getting on the mic and talking in front of everyone. You know, people say that I've had people say that I have a great voice, which I always appreciate. But they don't know that I've had to practice using it, like really speaking up for myself and feeling like I'm articulate. Like I still tell people sometimes I don't feel like I'm articulate and they're like, what are you talking about? But we all have insecurities. So one of my insecurities in the beginning of the show was just getting on the mic and talking and saying things. And so the way I covered it up was I'd curse a lot and I was just nervous, you know? And then I started to listen to the episodes and I started to calm down more and I realized that I was nervous. And then I just learned how to be more me. Did you have that experience? What do you remember from the beginning?
It's funny now that we're bringing this, that you're thinking about all this, because I haven't thought about it in a while. I think I remember for me, the biggest transition was going from a question asker to an information or at least an attempt at wisdom sharer mm-hmm. and conversationalist, because I'm always a better, you know, I have a whole not even a career, a lifetime of being a question asker.
Mm, a really good question asker.
Thank you. Good. Maybe you can help me market my next show.
Okay.
We'll talk about
listen,
that.
Listen,
you owe me, mother.
I'll be engineering your next show probably.
So
I'll be
you.
Like, Callie, can I say something? You'll be like, yeah, no, you had your chance.
Exactly. I'm done with you. Thank you for that.
Sure.
That was an adjustment for me because I'm very accustomed to listening and facilitating other people's stories. And I've interviewed probably thousands of people over the years and always thought I don't envy them sitting in that chair. It's much easier and more comfortable for me to be in this chair. That said, I also am proud that I've lived a lot of life and I've always prioritized experiences and travel and encounters and relationships. And I feel like I have amassed a good amount of experiences that hopefully can be helpful to people, or at least that I wanted to share more than I realized.
Right.
And you helped me bring that up, because you and I had to find that middle ground where you had to become more comfortable doing the interviewing thing. And I had to be more trusting of myself that I had something interesting to say, because I didn't really know that we were all that freaking interesting.
Right.
No disrespect to you. I just thought, does anyone really care what we have to say when you compare it and you hold it up to people that are successful in this kind of rapport and radio world?
Yeah.
So I would say that was a big one. And graduating from a half hour to an hour. Remember, I was very resistant to that because I thought, again, do we really have enough material? And as soon as we graduated and stretched our muscles for 5 seconds, I can't imagine, although I will now because I'll be going back to a half hour. And at the time, I couldn't imagine going back to a half hour because it felt like we had just blossomed to a fuller, just a fuller show.
Right, right. And so I remember in the beginning coming up with titles, and we come up with Keep It Real. What were some of the other ones we came up with?
I'm testing my old memory now.
I just remember that we started sort of with the Robin Cowley Show, and we kept coming back to that.
Oh, you mean the show title?
Yeah, the show title. So do you remember
The Deep End? That was always one. That's been in the back of my head for a long time.
I don't know how we came up with that one. We're so shallow, you know?
Yeah, that was always a big one. That's been around for a while, swimming around in the brains. I don't remember right now. I'd have to think harder about the other potential titles.
Yeah.
But we definitely wanted something that we thought would be suggestive of what the subject matter was going to be.
Right.
And then we went around and around in circles. We decided, why not rock it old school with the most ridiculous, obvious thing we could think of that meant nothing to anybody, because who gave a hoot about who Rob and Callie were? And that's what we landed on.
We thought we were pretty important. So
it was, I guess it was a sense of irony in it on some level, right?
Yeah.
Rob humor.
So I remember we came up with Spiritual Playground or something
that. That was a good one. You know, I like that one.
One of my favorite things that we've talked about in the show is everything you need to know you learned in kindergarten. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things that we've said repeatedly on the show. So we had this title, we had some episodes, we kept moving from studio to studio, trying to find a quieter studio. Remember
rap guy that always got high and always screwed up?
Yeah. So we went to this one studio, and like we listened to an episode after he recorded a couple. This was before you, Sam.
And this was the fanciest one we went to.
Right. And we thought it was a great studio. And we listened to it. We're like, dude, this doesn't sound right. He's like, oh yeah, I can clean that up, but it's going to cost more. We're like, okay, we're out of here. And then you had heard about Sam and talkradio.nyc
through mutual friends. Nikki G, shout out.
So we end up here at the station. We've been here ever since. I think it's been a year and a half that we've been here.
Something like that. I think it's been longer, and it's just gone that quickly.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been here a while. And going from the half an hour to an hour was a lot. I remember in the beginning having a meltdown about... I was nervous about talking about certain things. And I remember that there was a part of me, and just to share with people, if you have a project that you're into, maybe they could ring a couple more times. What do you call it? If you have a project that you're nervous about, it's okay to have insecurities. That's about stepping outside your comfort zone and trying something new. That's how we grow as human beings. So I had a thing in the beginning where Callie and I talked about, there was a part of me that was trying to sabotage the show. This was in the very beginning. This is under a dozen episodes. I think we were like 8 episodes in, and I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm talking about. I feel insecure. And we talked it out, and I got through a lot of that nervousness. And a lot of it was, I was so concerned and worried about what people thought about me. And I didn't want to embarrass myself on the air. I didn't want to sound stupid. I didn't want to sound like I wasn't a good radio host, whatever that meant. And you helped me walk through that. So thank you, because you're one of the reasons why I'm a good radio host and why I've become such a seasoned radio host, especially from where I started. So thank you.
You're just really feeling badly about the beginning of our conversation tonight now, aren't you?
I'm so not.
I'm just kidding.
I'm so not.
I know you're not.
I'm like,
I know you mean it.
I am
I
like,
you mean it. I know.
I am like, you know, look, good, bad, or ugly, we've done this together. We've gotten through this. We've gotten to this point.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of us.
Yes, I am.
And I know eventually things will be fine. It may not be right now, but I know eventually things will be fine.
Yes. And thank you. I appreciate you saying that. And I feel the same way. And that's
when you're on Oprah, you'll call me and say, remember that show we did, the last show? It's all right.
And they'll be like, hey, mofo, I'm on Oprah and you're not.
I won't do that.
I'll bring you with me.
All right.
But no, I appreciate that too. And these are the kinds of things that you can't put a real finger on, because it is the, and this is where my sadness comes from, it is the energy of a dynamic of rapport,
yeah,
and of building a professional and creative environment and relationship that we have never done before. This is the most time we've ever spent before, together in all the years we've known each other,
yeah,
on a consistent basis.
In fact, sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but just go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah,
I'll remember. Go ahead.
And now I forgot what I was going, my train of thought. So those are the sort of amorphous things that you can't really speak to and you can't try to create. They happen naturally. That's the magic of chemistry in rock bands, or, you know, artists or performers or anybody that's doing something creative together, mm-hmm, that these types of things happen. So we feed each other and we learn from each other. And that's, you know, that's a mutual thing. Mm-hmm. It's just hard to put it into words exactly how and when and what.
Right.
You know?
Right. And I think I remember, you know, we've been friends for a while, and I think like a year and a half in, or a year, and we spent like the whole day together, and you're like, this is the most amount of time we've ever spent together. Like over the years when we would see each other, it's for coffee, dinner, lunch, whatever, birthday, mm-hmm, you know, it's like some sort of just, you know, hey, how you doing? Take care kind of thing. And doing this show, it's like we would see each other a lot, and it was like working out a lot of stuff. And it was also about achieving a lot of stuff. See, that's one thing that I don't want to get lost in the shuffle here and in some of the messiness, that there's no value to all this, because there is. It's like, you know, it's a little sad and it's a little sweet and it's a little bit of everything.
Yes. Like bittersweet chocolate. I can't, I don't know what else to say
right
now.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's true. That's very much the case.
That's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So we got like, I don't know, like 2 minutes before we go to break. I want to talk about what you're planning to do the last segment. I think that would be so cool.
Okay.
And yeah.
Big plans. Big plans.
Hey, I think it's cool.
Thanks.
I think it's cool.
Thank you.
So let's go to break.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
All right.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Welcome back to the Robin Cali Show, our final quarter of our final show together. It is bittersweet. It's our 100th show, which to me is pretty wild. And again, makes me, you know, I mean, I have mixed feelings about, because typically 100 episodes of anything is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah.
It is certainly not intentional that we're landing our, you know, we're making our final landing on the 100th show.
Right.
It's interesting. I guess one day we'll have to talk about how that happened or why.
Right.
Often 100th episodes get celebrated for the accomplishment and, you know, the plan for what the next 100 episodes are going to bring. So I don't know. I guess we'll just sit with that. I don't have anything really brilliant to say about it, but it's not lost on me.
Yeah.
I do find it interesting and touching and confusing and poignant, I guess is maybe the better word.
Yeah, that's a good word.
You know?
Yeah, it's poignant.
So we're talking, we're kind of doing a mishmash here, because I think our intention was that we wanted to say something smart about the idea of endings, all the different types of endings that can come, and then We're also reminiscing just about our track record and our history of creating the show and having this creative endeavor.
Right.
I'm happy to say that I'm not mad at you anymore or indifferent or big. Like, that's really because I came in here. I was very, you know, I've been feeling extremely shut down to you in the last few weeks. I don't feel that way anymore. I'm happy, happy to report.
Good.
So maybe that's maybe one of the most important takeaways from this is just that, again, testament to relationships more than getting caught in the endings is that things that are meant to endure might morph or change or transform. So perhaps the show is complete or ending, but our relationship and our friendship and our creative juices or merging might just be transforming into something else that we don't know yet what that's going to be.
Right.
When I think about endings, there's so many different forms of endings. Like we referred to earlier, there's the endings that you don't choose, at least not consciously. There's the endings that get forced on you. There's the endings that you do choose, be it a relationship you need to get out of, a job you need to leave, an experience that you're done having. But I also think you referenced this earlier. There's things to walk away from because they don't serve you anymore, whether they're people or situations. And often the universe presents us with these things that we don't think we want, even though on a larger level, I believe we do, and we're bringing it in. We just might not be aware of it while it's happening,
right.
Or that might not be our mindset, the way we tend to process things. And yet I do think that all of them can be opportunities to look at ourselves in the mirror and to dig deep, maybe to get, like you said earlier, very real about what was, because maybe it wasn't so fabulous when we were in it and we just idealized or romanticized a situation or a person or a thing.
Right.
You know, and then I also think I was thinking about this too. There's endings to pieces of ourselves as we change and get older. There's parts that die. There's parts that grow. There's parts that change. There's parts of identity and maybe character flaws that we want to let go of and we choose to shed those. Those are endings in different ways.
Right.
But they're all, I guess, little deaths. I don't know if that's too melodramatic. But there's constantly endings.
And then there are beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the other side of it, because I agree with you about the death and mourning it, and it's a loss. And at the same time, sometimes a seed gets planted to grow into something new.
Yeah.
And so something new that you're going to be doing.
Oh my gosh. You're like are you going to be my new agent, my new promotional manager? So in the last few weeks, because again, when we first came to this new place that we're going to be moving on, I was feeling stunned and I didn't really know what to do with it. And so I was just sitting with it.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm so distracted by a lot of other things that are going on in my world right now that I didn't really even have the space. So maybe it helped because I wasn't overthinking it. I was just sort of letting it come.
Right.
And I knew that I love this format. And I knew that I wanted to continue to do something. I also knew that I didn't want to push it, which I was a little compelled to do. And Sam calmed me down on that level to feel like I had to figure it out in a week and continue to leverage our audience and this brand that we've built. Because we've worked very hard to have this audience that we've had. We didn't have this audience on day one. And we want to thank everybody, number one, for your support and for continuing to grow and snowball and spread the word about the show. That means a lot to us.
Absolutely.
So with that, I am going to continue. I'm excited to say I'll be doing a show. I'm going to take the 7:30 slot on Tuesday night. So I'm going to keep the Tuesday night. 7:30 to 8 o'clock, just a half hour show at least to start. I'm going to bring back my brand of Callie's Question Cafe, which is a brand that I had years ago that I'm going to bring back in a variety of different forms, one being here at Talking Alternative Broadcasting, and then also in a brick and mortar way where I'm going to be doing, this is an idea that I've had for as long as I've known you, which is doing physical lounge evenings where you have a topic and people can, as I call it, a safe place to talk deep shit. That's sort of my tagline. So I'll be making announcements about that we'll be doing in areas outside of New York City. And I've also been asked to do maybe a little bit of adjunct teaching with a friend at Bergen Community College for a bunch of her students that she teaches about life success to. So it's coming in different forms. I don't know yet. Like I said, I'm just sort of letting it show up, but I'm very excited to be continuing because I love Sam. I love this radio station. I'm very proud of what everybody's done collectively, all the long-standing hosts and the new hosts, and I want to continue to be a part of that. It's our tribe.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah.
So please stay tuned. I would say on my Facebook page, Callie Alpert, CaliAlpert, will be the most immediate way that I'll be communicating until I get my new website and new Facebook page and Twitter and all that stuff going. And you know how much I love to do that.
You love the social media.
I love to get that tech social That's media right. going. I already have my people in place. I'm looking for my people. Get my people in place
there you
to
go.
Help me with that. Yes.
Good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know I wish you the best.
And you,
and
my dear, anything you want to say?
I will probably be, like I said, engineering your show or
You'll
something.
You'll be my first guest.
Yeah, right. So here we are again. I'm going to be in Central Park on a park bench. I'll be watching the birds.
Sounds nice.
No, I'm taking the rest of the year off, December off, and just sort of decompressing because this has been a ride we've been on.
Yeah.
And I remember Tina Fey talked about at the end of each SNL season, she would go through a little depression because it was like the letdown, the calm down after going all season long. So I've just been sort of taking time to decompress. I'm not sure if I'm going to do my own show. I know Sam is, we've talked about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. And first of all, Sam, thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Sam. I love you.
You are a brother, and we appreciate all your help.
You're
my
daddy sometimes.
I thank you for everything. You know, the one thing about Sam Leibowitz that a lot of people don't know is he is one of the calmest people under pressure that I've ever met. And like, I don't know if I know anybody who handles pressure better than him. He's always so nonchalant about it, you know? And I think it's just great because he keeps the ship steady. So that being said, I may start my own show. There's another project I'm thinking about doing where I may start producing meditation albums, getting back to You Are the Hero coaching affirmations, that life coaching album I did, but with music, and still getting a message out in a different medium. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do yet. Again, I'm just so glad that we've kicked ass. I'm so proud of us. I really am. I mean, when you think about starting out pressing record that first day on my birthday and we didn't know what was going to happen. And then here we are 100 episodes later. And not only the number of 100 episodes, which is fantastic, but the content. I mean, I am so proud of any of these episodes that, again, I would send my nephews. If I ever have kids, I'll send them to it. Anyone who needs some guidance, I would refer to any of our episodes. And I just feel as though we've put a lot of our heart and soul into this.
Yes, we
and
have.
We spent a lot of time thinking about things, how we could be of service to the world, how we could inspire people during some dark times, and how we can provide some light and make people maybe forget about their problems for an hour, or maybe see things from a different perspective where they felt like they could handle life better or work through or get through certain things to where they could get to joy. Mm-hmm. And I think the other thing I wanted to say is that we've always talked about enjoying life. We talk about deep subjects on the show. We've talked about a lot of things that many people never talk about their whole life. And at the same time, we've always tried to remind everybody to take a break from the serious stuff and have fun. It's so important.
Yes, it is important. Like I said, I don't mean to even continue to belabor my just the last bunch of months that have been.
Yeah.
I'm still in this
yeah, sure.
very challenging time. But I've been thinking about that too, because, and I actually talked to my therapist about this earlier, that it is a really important thing to do. And especially when you're going through difficult times for a lot of people, as Antonia mentioned earlier, the holidays for a lot of people can be, you know, this is also the end of a year
yeah.
that we're coming up on. And
yeah.
I too will take the rest of the year off and then launch again in January. So for a lot of people, between the winter solstice, the end of the year, buttoning up, the holidays, for some there's a lot of drama, for others there's celebration. I'm going on all these tangents now.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's really important to remember, especially when the celebration or the laughter or the joy doesn't come naturally, because then it's easy.
Right.
It's when you're not feeling it that you have to make a point of making it a part of your practice.
Right.
And find one little thing that brings you a little bit of joy or light in your day, because it really does shift your vibration. And it's especially essential in those darker times when you need it.
Right. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because this show, I think, is a good example of that. Like, you know, we came with a lot of tension. We didn't know what we were going to talk about. And we're trying to find as much joy and appreciation and gratitude in the show as we can. So it's just try and do whatever you can to appreciate whatever it is, or to have some gratitude, or maybe enjoy the meal, whatever it is, that will probably make you feel better or give you some joy during the holidays.
Yes.
So we're coming up on the last couple minutes of the show.
Oh boy, let's make it good. I don't
anything
know.
Anything else you want to say?
Pardon me, I feel so compelled to say something so genius or give the biggest, greatest takeaway. Yeah, I want to thank you for this whole ride. I want to thank our listeners, our friends, our families who have supported us, because this really has been probably, I can speak for both of us in saying, maybe the most important self-starting project we've ever done individually, definitely together, but right, I think individually. It's really been, and it's not to negate all the other fabulous things, you know, that we've done over the years, but it's really, really meant a lot. And if nothing else, I think we can say that we hope that people take from this the ability to be vulnerable, to be comfortable with their emotions, to be comfortable with things that are uncomfortable, and to always find the light inside of that. I think we've always really set out to give people a safe place to do things, you know, to be human in a way that a lot of places don't, you know, support.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, just be yourself and take a chance, you know, and just do it. I think that's one of the messages. I want to thank you. Thank you for everything on the show. I've learned so much, and I want to thank the listeners. I just appreciate that every week y'all would download episodes and comment and send us emails and just provide so much inspiration for me. It's meant a lot that one person out there listened to us and they got something from it, and they appreciate the show. And I just want to remind people that if you've been thinking about doing a show, or you've been thinking about writing a book, or you've been thinking about taking a trip to somewhere, just do it. You know, just do it. This has brought me so much joy. It's something that I look forward to every week for many, many, many weeks.
Me too.
And it's been a blessing. It's been a blessing in my life. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
So if people want to find out about you after the show, I guess CallieAlpert.com, is that the best place to go?
Callie Alpert on Facebook.
Okay,
it's probably Alpert the best place now. Yeah, until I sort out all the details. Yes.
Okay, and if people want to find out about me in the future, just go to robkay.com. That's robkaye.com. Thank you so much, everybody. Take care, y'all.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo woo!
What's that?
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
Are you into comics, movies, and pop culture at large? What about music and TV? Then you're in for a treat. This is Michael Dolce, your host on TalkingAlternative.com. I've been professionally writing comic books, screenplays, and music articles for almost 15 years. Catch my show, Secrets of the Sire, at its new primetime slot, Wednesdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and get the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. For more info, go to secretsofthesire.com.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day.
Hi, this is Rob Kay.
And I'm Callie Alpert.
And we're hosts of the Rob and Callie Show. Are you looking for a show that talks about real stuff like life, love, the pursuit of being yourself?
Then you have come to the right place, because we cover topics ranging from chivalry to gratitude to your relationship with money and everything in between.
So listen to us on the Rob and Callie Show, Tuesdays, 8 to 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.